Dundee FC have opened the door to ground-sharing talks with Inverness Caledonian Thistle, but the Highlanders say they're only interested in brokering a deal with Aberdeen. Meanwhile, Northernight viewers say the team should be allowed to play at home. Representatives from Inverness Caledonian Thistle and Aberdeen met again today as talks aimed at agreeing terms for a ground share at Pittodrie continued. With their own ground failing to meet the top division's strict entry criteria, the First Division champions are considering the move to take their place in next season's SPL. However, Dundee FC this afternoon staked their claim as possible bedfellows for the Highlanders. In a statement, their administrators, Ernst & Young, said, "There haven't been any conversations, but we would be open to any approach." But Cali Jags chief executive, Graham Bennett, was quick to dismiss any talk of a switch to Dens Park.
"Nah, we've made the mind up, you know, some 2 weeks ago in our brief talks we had with Aberdeen, and then culminating in the three meetings we had on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Aberdeen's the issue one which we want resolved."
"Yes, it's Aberdeen or nothing."
"It's Aberdeen or nothing at the moment, yeah."
Bennett went on to dismiss suggestions the club were being held to ransom by Aberdeen and confirmed they're considering a possible share issue to raise the funds required to upgrade their current stadium. Meanwhile, we can reveal the findings of our exclusive poll, giving Northernight viewers the chance to have their say on the club's future. We asked, should Inverness Caledonian Thistle be allowed to play at their own ground in next season's SPL? 97% of the near 2,000 calls and texts we received said yes, they should be allowed to stay at the Longman Stadium, with just 3% saying they shouldn't.
"First of all, I think congratulations to Northernight for having the initiative and running this poll. I'm not surprised with the results. Clearly everyone would rather we would stay in this beautiful park. We worked very hard all season. Some critics have said we've beaten all the other teams, but we've not managed to beat the SPL bureaucrats, but I'm afraid that's just the state of the nation. I mean, the challenge we have next season is obviously to come to a deal, you know, with Aberdeen, which I'm sure will be achieved, and then making sure as well that as many of our own fans who supported us so magnificently all season follow us at home in Aberdeen."
"I'm not really surprised, you know. I think everybody thinks that we should be playing at our stadium, and common sense points to that. I think, to be fair, at the SPL, they've taken that on board and they're looking at it for next year, unfortunately."
"I mean, 97% in favour, surely that's a strong illustration as to, you know, how strongly the fans do feel about this issue."
"Yeah, the fans have felt strongly all along about this, you know, but there's no point for me going over old ground. The decision's made and we're just trying to fire on with a ground share at the moment."
SPL chairman Lex Gould didn't wish to be interviewed, but in a statement said the rules were in place before last season started, adding that it should be noted that several clubs have threatened legal action if they're changed at this late stage. He added that talks aimed at reviewing the criteria are ongoing.